Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Giddy Aunt Comedy.
Hello again, and welcome back to my basement for another round of Plebs PMQs. Well, what an avalanche of questions we've had this week. Quite a lot on the announcement of my wedding for some reason, so perhaps I should start with some of those first. Let's kick off with one from GM, who says, can we take it as a given that any business owner connected to your upcoming wedding will get a nod in the New Year's? What you have to appreciate here is that I can't just go around offering peerages to everyone willy-nilly. You have to earn a peerage, otherwise the system would be completely meaningless. I mean, you can't just expect to pay for the flowers at my wedding and be made a baron. I mean, that would be absurd. Being made a baron would require paying for all the food and drink at the reception. I mean, the flowers would just earn you a minor PPE contract. Next, we have one from the intriguingly named I Don't Know, the podcast. Will all your children be invited to the wedding? Well, I'd be more than happy to invite them all if you would be so good as to tell me who they are, because frankly, I've lost track. Next one is from Chris Little, who asks, how much does an invite to the wedding cost? Put it this way, Chris, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Now the mysterious Jay wants to know, are you putting your wedding list on John Lewis? Well, I thought I'd better put this one to Carrie. I've got her answer here somewhere. Here we are. She says, stop asking me stupid questions, you fucking idiot. What do you mean, podcast? You haven't even got a fucking podcast, you dipshit. Now piss off and stop bothering me. Well, I think it's a no. And one from Sheila Bailey, who says, how's the wedding crowdfunding going? Pretty good, actually. We found a new crowdfunding website specially designed to target Tory donors who want to give cash for favours. It's called Kickback Starter. This one is from The Bearded Man. He asks, will your children be attending your wedding as bridesmaids and page boys? I was going to have all my children form a choir and sing for us, but apparently the performance area can only fit 28 people in, so back to the drawing board. Right, I think that's all the wedding ones dealt with. Now we have an interesting one from Daryl Cat, one of our regular questioners. If 50% of the population are vaccinated, where is Stanley Johnson going for his holidays? Well, I'm not sure I follow the precise logic of your question, Daryl, but the good thing about my father is that he doesn't allow his holiday plans to be affected by external factors such as vaccinations, government rules, or indeed international law. So if he wants to go to his villa in Greece, then I wouldn't want to be the person who tries to stop him. Stanley Johnson only cares about one person, and that's Stanley Johnson. I bet you're all just relieved I don't take after him. Next is Richard Price, who says, what's your preferred takeaway meal? And do you subscribe to the theory that the rougher the housing estate, the better its takeaway establishments are? Well, my preferred takeaway is one that is paid for by someone else. And that's pretty much the only criteria I have, really. I mean, as far as estates go, I'm afraid the only estate I frequent is the 1,000-acre country estate around my Grace and Favour mansion, Chequers. In fact, I'm not even sure what a housing estate is, to be honest. Graham Rose wants to know, have you ever posted a letter into a Muslim lady by mistake? Well, that is a timely question in light of the new report, which has found my comments about burqas were insensitive to Muslim communities. Let's just say that I've learned my lesson, and in future will reserve my off-colour remarks for tag-topped bum boys and pickaninnies with watermelon smiles. Douglas Gray would like to know, do you plan to write a book about all the lovely free food you've received, and will you use the advance to pay for your next divorce? That's not a bad idea, but I'm sick of writing books, so I've started writing a musical about it instead. It's a sort of a love song to Indian takeaway food, set to the music of ABBA. I'm still working on it, but I already have a title. Take a Chance on Me. Next up is Nish, who asks, have you tried sticking the wallpaper back on using super glue? I see you've heard that my £850 a roll wallpaper has been falling off. Fortunately, I found a super strength adhesive which sticks to everything it comes into contact with. It's the slime from Michael Gove's belly. Now we have Ross. Is there a limit to the ineptitude, dishonesty and corruption your cabinet ministers can get away with and still stay in their job? Or perhaps you consider these traits to be a good reason for keeping them in post, to take some of the focus off you? Well, Ross, that's a very perceptive question. The answer is very straightforward. No, there is no limit to what my ministers can get away with. And yes, I have specifically chosen a load of useless cretins to make me look good by comparison, and provide someone to blame when things go wrong. By some strange coincidence, things seem to go wrong quite frequently when you have a cabinet full of idiots. I mean, funny. I don't know why. Funny that. Next is someone called Mole Wildlife Breaks, who says, what colour are my pants? What a very strange question. How on earth should I know what colour your pants are? I mean, I know what colour my pants are. Union Jack colour. And you know what they say, wherever you find a flag, you can be sure there's a massive pole underneath. Now we come to Nathan, who asks, have you read any Shakespeare, or do you just enjoy the colouring books? I don't think there's a reason to sneer at doing colouring books. I tried colouring in books, but I just can't keep within the line. So I ended up just drawing knobs on all the figures. And incidentally, I don't think you need to have read Shakespeare's plays to be able to write a biography of him. I'm trying to focus on the real man rather than his writing. I see a lot of affinity between Shakespeare and myself, really. So my book will be full of exciting details of his daily life, like who he had affairs with, how many lies he told each day, how he came to invent pole dancing, and how the Earl of Southampton bought all his meals and paid to refurbish his living quarters. Now we have Bob, who says, we all thought that Dom was in charge and you were merely a pointless puppet. We now have to believe that you were actually in charge all along, simply spectacularly incompetent. No, Bob, you are not to believe that. I mean, it is absolutely essential you cling to the belief that Dom is an evil genius and he planned the whole thing. I'm definitely a pointless and innocent puppet. But please remember that, particularly the innocent bit. Someone called Neither French Nor Saunders wants to know, do you have any recipes for people whose entire gross household income is half what you nosh your way through in donor-funded Ponzi takeaways? Well, if people are careless enough to have such low incomes, I suggest that they take a leaf out of my personal recipe book. Take half a pound of daddy's money, add 6 ounces of family connection, sprinkle in a generous handful of lies and bullshit, then bake until you have a highly paid job. Recipe for success, if I ever heard one. Another regular questioner, Royston Vasey, asks, if you were driving down a road and found a burning hospital next to a burning orphanage, which one would you pour petrol on first? That's a tough one, but I have to say that I'd save my precious petrol and start a new fire at an old people's home. Not only would it spare the old folks from hearing the distressing news about the hospital and the orphanage, but it would prevent them from continuing to be a burden on the state, which I'm sure is what they would have wanted. Well, I think we'll have to stop there for this week before I die of exhaustion. If you'd like to help support the podcast and make it possible, you can do so through Patreon. You can either become a crony for £3 a month, a millionaire crony for £5 a month, or a flag shagger for £8 a month. If you do, you can get a shout out like our millionaire cronies Alistair McGreath, Ban Jackson, Diana, Louise Adora, and Milton Yates, or our wonderful Patreon flag shagger John Platt. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio, or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon, which is P-A. T-R-E-O-N. If you're listening to this on Apple, it would be fantastic if you could leave a review and let us know what you think, along with the obligatory 5-star rating. The next episode of the Parody Boris Johnson podcast is out on Thursday, so please subscribe if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode. Remember that you can listen to all the past episodes of the podcast, all PMQs, in the same place that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your questions. Until next time, goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.